I really was not planning on talking about this.
But the untying of the shoes when you buy it should be analogous to opening up the hole of the shirt when you first buy it. The opening of the shirt was also because of Makiba Patish. So untying the shoes when you first buy it from the shoemaker who tied them together should also be...
No, but that's a big difference. No, that's a very, very big difference. The shoes, each shoe was a functioning shoe beforehand.
But you can't wear those two shoes unless you untie them.
No, but that's what the Rama is saying, that the shoes were functioning as shoes independently, right? Each shoe was a good shoe. Now somebody went ahead and put some kind of a half-baked, stitching to connect them together for the purpose of just being able to sell them, and transport them properly. So that's not called Makabe Patish. Makabe Patish is Mamashik Gemar HaDavar. So when you have a sheet of material, I'm trying to put it over my head, and it doesn't fit because there's no hole. So I take a scissor and I cut a hole, and that's called Makabe Patish. So opening up a pre-existing pair of shoes that each one was functioning properly, that's not really called Makabe Patish. That's the distinction. So the Ramayana introduces this idea of Ein Lahatim Fram Aretz, which is really kind of just echoing an idea in the Gemara, Halacha Min Morin Kain. But in terms of pure psach halacha, the Rama sounds like he's saying it's okay, that he's being siding like the second group of the Yesh Matirin, that when it comes to Tfira, so Tfira Shen Shechayama is in fact the Ikra Din really permissible. Assuming for a minute that that's true, and again, we're not necessarily being matir if they're Ma'aretz, but assuming that it's true, that a Tfira Shen Shechayama is technically the Ikra Din permissible, it pushes back the question a little bit, namely, how exactly do you define Shokayama? Now, this is something that we did talk about concerning kosher. It's going to make a reappearance when it comes to Tofer. It's going to become the source of a very, very important discussion, Lamaisa, today. So let's just take a look at the ninth in the Mamre Kamos, Mishneh Berurah, where although this particular line in the Mishneh Berurah happens to be talking about kosher, but according to the Ramah, Mikra didn't be borrowing kosher to Tofer. So says the Ramah, what qualifies as an Eina Shokayama? So he was talking about something that the shoemakers tied together. The shoemakers, either they stitch the shoes together, they tie the shoes together, or they're tying the hole together. So says the Rama, she'eno shok kesher koyama, she'eno osir liskayim, rak achi kachenu abalabayis lebeiso. That's a loaded statement that the Mishneh Berurah just quoted from some achronim, that eno shok koyama can be included, can also be defined to include something which, although it on the clock and on the calendar has been there for a long time, but it was never really meant to be there necessarily for a long time. So for example, let's say the shoemaker ties the shoes together, or the launderer ties the shirt, the hole together on Sunday morning, right? And it was done on Sunday, and it happens to be that I'm untying it 6 days later on Shabbos. Is that called Kayama? Is that not called Kayama? So one could argue, well, it objectively has passed the point, let's say, assuming 24 hours is the cutoff point. It's been tied together, it's been sewn together for 24 hours, that's too late. Well, one could say, no, it's true that on the calendar it's been together for 6 days, but when the guy tied it together on Sunday, he was basically giving back, it was ready to be untied by Sunday afternoon. The fact that I personally chose to keep it together for another 6 days, but the option was there. I could have walked into his laundry shop, could have walked into his shoemaker shop, picked up the shoes on Sunday afternoon and untied it right away. The fact that I didn't do that, that doesn't detract from the Eino Shok Hayama part. So that's a very dachistic chiluk, but it's potentially a very, very important one. It says the Mishneh Berurah, Yesh Machmir B'davar, Elim Ken Osil Hatim Osiyam Shal Kvisa. Comes the Mishneh Berurah and says, no, that maybe you have to stick to a more an objective definition of Kayama. Has this thing been Kayama or not? So if it was just made in the last 24 hours, the guy just made it Friday afternoon, he tied the knot Friday afternoon, he stuck the shoes together Friday afternoon, I want to untie it Friday night, that's called the Nisha Kayama. If he did it on Sunday, even though it was made potentially to possibly be opened, potentially, etc., that's irrelevant, tachlas. Was it Kayama or not? So why is this becoming so important now? We're picking up on a seemingly almost a trivial nekuda within the definition of Kayama, because it's going to become critical for us in terms of the application of the next statement, that's the Rambam statement and the 10th of the Rambam Kamos. We've been talking about Tofer and Kareya, which is, we haven't really spoken about Kareya yet, but it's of course the opposite of Tofer. We've been talking about stitches and sewing and material, which is of course where the original Malach was in the Mishkan, the making of the Urias, making of the curtains. But comes the Rambam in Chushavas per Kiddo Lachid Aleph and makes the following statement. If a person sticks together papers or he sticks together animal skins the way using glue or paste, something like that, Hareza told us Tofer v'chayev. That's a tolda of Tofer. Now, there's no mocker in the Gemara for this. The Rambam said this b'tam atzmo. Maybe the Rambam had some other mocker. And the Gemara itself never speaks about gluing and pasting as part of Melachas Tofer. But the Rambam says, I don't need a Gemara to say this. It's poshut. He says, that's what the Melach is. Melach is, you take two pieces, you introduce a Dover Mechaber together. What's the difference whether the Dover Mechaber together, the thing that's connecting them, is a needle and thread, or whether it's glue or paste or tape for that matter? So the Rambam says, without any question, Harbeza Chayev, and nobody disagrees with this Rambam. V'chein ha-mefarek ni'oros devukin, o'oros devukin, v'lo niskav in the kachal, v'vad ha-reza tells k'rev v'chayev. And the corollary of the first half of the Rambam is, the second half, if you take them apart, if you rip the papers apart, and then the Rambam just adds on, v'lo niskav in the kachal, we'll have to talk about that hopefully when we get to v'lachas k'rev. As long as you're not doing it for a negative reason, for a destructive purpose, that's a told of k'rev, and you're going to be chayev. So in one fell swoop, the Rambam just took the malacha of tofer and k'rev out of the garment industry, into the gluing and the pasting part of the world. Of course, this becomes very, very relevant for us, Lamaisa. We have loads of things that we encounter on Shabbos that are technically medabek niyaros. Now, although the Rambam was describing medabek niyaros, you know, with some very heavy-duty glue, you know, you see the person, you know, really working away to glue it or to unpaste it together. What would the halachic status be of other kinds of things that are also technically medabek niyaros? For example, a diaper. We'll talk about the old style diapers. I'm not talking about the pins diapers yet. It's a little bit before my time, even. But maybe my time when I was a baby, but not my time, my child, raising years. But let's talk about the medabek niyaros of diaper tabs, of adhesive tabs, or if you're not into the diapers right now, Band-Aids. Anything basically which has a tab, anything which has a gluey, sticky surface to it, is that a potential problem of medabek niyaros? Halacha lemaisa, I want to open up a diaper on Shabbos, I want to re-diaper a diaper on Shabbos, what's the din? Is that considered to be part of the malach of tofer, the part of the malach of kareya, or not? So according to the simple reading of the Rambam, yes. According to the simple reading of the Rambam, I open up that tab on the diaper, that's kareya. I re-tab it, that's tofer. I open up again, it's kareya. Re-tab. Korea, Tufa, Korea, Tufa. That's the Pashas. That's what it sounds like from the reading of the Rambam. So for now, we're going to assume that that is correct, what we just said. We're going to question that a little bit later on, maybe in next week. But for right now, we're going to work with those poskim who are assuming, many poskim are assuming, that the opening and closing of adhesive tabs on Shabbos is within the domain of Tofer and Korea. And we have to analyze it based on everything we've been talking about now. So let's begin to plug in the possible heter of Enosh al Kayama. Can we apply the principle of Ein Oshok Hayam here? So some of us may be thinking, I just got finished saying Ein Lahat Adovazet Fineam Haaretz. The Ramah just said, even according to the Mekilim, don't tell anybody about this. So either everyone should be honored and I'm not calling anybody Neam Haaretz, so that's why I'm publicizing the Shia. But I didn't even tell you to turn off the recorder. I turned off the recorder for other things earlier today. I didn't turn it off for this. So why am I so comfortable violating, quote unquote, what the Ramah is saying? So there are some poskim who suggest that when the Ramah said, Ein lahat adovazet fineam haaretz, the Ramah was talking about real sewing. The Ramah was talking about needles and thread. Because me'ikar adin, if you think about it, the poskim were meikil, you could potentially take a needle and thread and do enosh al kayama, and that would be okay. So the Ramah was cringing at the thought, Ein lahat adovazet fineam haaretz. He let a tailor open up his business on Shabbos. He's going to let people start using taking scissors and cutting through material and threads. That's just a really, really bad image. That's going to inevitably going to lead to other malachas on Shabbos. But something as innocent as open and closing adhesive tape, which we're not even 100% sure. I mean, the Rambam told us that's called medabek niyaros, it's called tofer. But we're not even 100% sure this is really the medabek niyaros of the Rambam. And this doesn't have that imagery, doesn't have that negativity associated, doesn't have that malacha oriented, just opening a diaper. It doesn't look so bad on Shabbos. So maybe one could argue that the Rambam would have somehow, retracted his law and Matthew and those of Narats vis-a-vis these kinds of shilas. So we're going to assume like that. Now again, maybe you can argue with that. You can say that, no, the Ramah said not to do it and finish and this end of discussion. But we're going to assume like those poskim who are willing to if it's mutter, me'ikar adin, then maybe we're going to be matred by diapers. Maybe we're going to be matred by bandages. So again, we're making a couple of assumptions right now. all of our discussion right now has to be predicated on the fact that there is a heter v'ein shel kayama. If there's no heter v'ein shel kayama, what's there to talk about? So let's just go through case by case. We should have brought exhibit A. We'll go through our diapering skills again. Let's try to go back in time a little bit for some of us. So you're starting out. You got a baby, okay? Baby. The baby's dirty. So we go to our bag of Pampers and we take out a diaper. So what's the first thing that we do? So we undo the tab. So that's a potential malach of kareya. Again, whatever is us b'shum tofer is us b'shum kareya, vice versa. That's a potential malach of b'shum kareya. It's being done for a very positive purpose. I got to get this diaper ready. So I'm potentially doing kareya. Can we justify this and say, nah, that's not kareya. You know why it's not kareya? Because it was never shokhayam in the first place. Again, if eno shokhayam is a matif for tofer, then it's a matif for kareya. That diaper, that sticking, that dibuk niyaros was never shel kayama. Really? It was never shel kayama? Okay, even assuming that there's such a heter called eno shel kayama. Is that true? What are the facts? When were these Pampers made? Take a look at the manufacturing date. They were made 15 years ago. They've been sitting in the warehouse. They've been sitting in the store. They've been sitting in my house since three kids ago. This is they've been around for 15 years, this sticky tab. Is that called Eino Shel Kayama? So believe it or not, the first day in the Mishnah Berurah said, yeah, that's called Eino Shel Kayama. You know why? She'eino osa liskayim rach achi kichenu balabayis lebeiso. When Mr. Pamper made that diaper, when somebody pressed the button that stuck together that tab, their intention, I mean, I don't think they actually formulated this, but their intention was, they're making the diaper, they're shipping out the diaper, first come, first serve. If a guy has a dirty baby in the next 24 hours, goes on to, hey, tabalechem, open up the diaper. No one's making it to last forever. Their kavana is to make it until the first dirty baby has to use it. That's called Eino Shel Kayama. But if you go with the second opinion, yesh machmir medav elamkin osi lahat be'osi yom shel kvisa, so then that's not going to help. The fact that in theory it could have been opened up, theory is not enough. You need lamaisa. Since lamaisa, it's been stuck together for more than 24 hours, it wouldn't even be subject even to the materium of Eino Shel Kayama. So you already begin to see, we have a lot of things flying around here. Before we could be mata, opening up this diaper, just call it Eino Shel Kayama. First of all, according to Hefter Rishon, there is no such kula. There are more shied away from the kula altogether, so we have to kind of explain away whether Ramah wouldn't be so upset about this. And then we have to be willing to go out on a limb and say, well, this is also called Eino Shel Kayama, which is one day in the Mishnah Berurah. So that first initial opening of the diaper is probably the most problematic of everything. Let's assume for now we got around that. Somehow we opened up that, we got the diaper open, we figured out our eights and opened up the diaper. So now we put the diaper on the baby and we close the diaper, that's significantly better. Because that is for sure Eino Shel Kayama. Now again, whether you like the kula v'Eino Shel Kayama, you don't like the kula, there's no way that diaper, I mean, if that diaper stayed more than 24 hours, you should be taken away for other reasons, okay? So that diaper, that fear of the diaper is for sure Eino Shel Kayama. Here's the good news. When the baby's dirty a few hours later, and you reopen that diaper, that's a for sure Eino Shel Kayama. Because that stitching, quote unquote, that's the debug of the Niyaros has not been around for all that long. We have not yet touched upon the fourth stage of the diapering process. Namely, when you take that dirty diaper off, very often people like to do is, they like to re-stick it together. It just makes it a little bit easier to deal with. Re-stick it, throw it in a bag, and throw it out into the garbage. That last re-sticking, if you think about it, that's a pretty big shel kayama. That's going to stay there until this diaper decomposes. That's going to be quite some time until that sticking stays together. So who would have ever thought there are four different stages of potential malachas kareya and toifer for one changing of a baby, and all four are not necessarily the same in halacha. The original opening, the initial opening, again, it's all working within the potential heter v'ein shel kayama. The initial opening probably depends on the first 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. Number the initial closing is Eino Shel Kayama. The second opening is Eino Shel Kayama. The end closing is a very, very tricky kayama versus Eino Shel Kayama shayla, which we have to hopefully talk about next week, about is that even called kayama, because I don't really care about it being forever. I'm doing it forever, but I don't really care about it being forever. I just want to get it out of my house. Once it's in the garbage can, I don't really care what happens to it. So that's a whole different dilemma shayla. So believe it or not, the opening of diapers is very much going to depend upon the 2 days in the Rishayim, in the Mordechai, and the Ritva, the 2 days in the Ramah, the 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of the Shah is going to hinge upon the heter v'ein shel kayama and the application of v'ein shel kayama. Suffice it to say that out of all four of these stages, the first one may be a real problem. It's possible. But there would be an easy way to get around the first one. Namely, if you open all your diapers before Shabbos. Now, to open them and leave them open is going to defeat the purpose. It's going to lose their adhesion. But you could theoretically open up your diapers before Shabbos and then close them immediately. So that way, any reopening is going to be within, basically, I mean, if you open them right before Shabbos, so then any reopening is going to be pretty much within 24 hours. So that would be an interesting suggestion. I didn't say you have to do that. Those who don't want to get involved in 2 days in Mishnah Berurah would find that's an Eitzah. So believe it or not, we actually used to do that. When my oldest daughter was born, so we used to do that. I used to open up about, I don't know, 12, 15 diapers or so, whatever it was, and open, close, open, close, open, close. The time that practice in that home ended was two things combined together. My next child was born, and my first one was still in diapers, which meant twice the amount of opening, and it was a 3-day yontif, so which meant it was, and then you had to rely on the cool of a week instead of 24 hours. So it was something like that. Yeah, I lost track. I still do remember though, sitting in California on one 3-day yontif and opened a lot of diapers, and I said, I think this chumra is coming to an end. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, next week we have to come back to really analyze a few different points here, because we touched on a couple of points. We left the Rambam a little bit hanging in the Medabek Niyaros. We're not 100% sure we analyzed Medabek Niyaros properly, that we're even applying it properly. And we have to go back to that last child, about that last closing, when I close the diapers together and then throw them to the garbage. So I said, that's terrible. That's Shokayama. I'm not 100% sure that's called Shokayama altogether. So we have a couple of odds and ends to talk about in terms of Danish Shokayama as it relates to diapers and bandages, and then hopefully Misha will move into the stitches part of the show. Hopefully we won't get the stitches, literally, but at least the lumbus of the stitches. So, okay.